From WYLL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, October 10th. Coming up, we'll learn more about why Illinois colleges have to reform developmental education. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Some Illinois state lawmakers are calling for a de-escalation in the war happening in the Middle East. Mawa Iqbal has more.
18 Illinois Democrats released a statement saying, quote, "We will not be able to achieve peace when millions of Palestinians are denied basic human rights." Representative Abdel Nasser Rashid grew up in Palestine, has family in Gaza, and is one of the 18. He says this war didn't start a few days ago.
When people are living day to day under a violent, oppressive occupation, it's unbearable. And that's why we have to have a new approach as a country.
Rashid wants the U.S. to stop sending billions in military aid to Israel. Meanwhile, a statement from the Illinois Legislative Jewish Caucus denounced Hamas's attack, saying they stand with Israel. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Urbana School Board plans to hire an outside company tonight to redistrict its schools. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
District 116 is considering RSP and Associates from Kansas. During their last meeting, the board asked how they would involve multilingual families in the redistricting plan. Robert Schwartz is the CEO.
That's something we'd work with the district. There could be interpreters at the meetings. Sometimes when the meetings are held has an impact on whether or not they can be there.
The board hopes redistricting will help them decide where to place a fully dual language Spanish and English school. For a fee of almost $50,000, RSP would map potential school boundaries by next March. I'm Emily Hayes, IPM News.
More than 100 people gathered Monday at the University of Illinois' main quad. The rally aimed to show support for Israel following the attacks by the militant group Hamas on Saturday. Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb was there and has this report.
University student Omer Israel led supporters in singing the Israeli national anthem. The U of I senior says the rally was held in part to support grieving students who have ties to Israel. That includes him. He says his cousin in the Israeli Defense Force was at her base when it was attacked.
She had to be locked into this room for close to 24 hours without food and water, waiting for someone to help them get out of this horrible situation.
Students and local faith leaders spoke at the event and shared resources available for those who are grieving. I'm Madison Holcomb, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Police asked people to stay away from Champaign's campus town for nearly an hour overnight after shots were fired. An Illini alert was issued around 10:46 p.m. for shots fired around 2nd and Green Streets. There's no indication that anyone was injured in the incident. Police responded to the area and investigated, but said the person responsible left the area. The all-clear to resume normal activities was given nearly an hour later. A man was fatally shot at 2nd and Green Streets in July of 2022. The University of Illinois police took over patrolling the area from Champaign police late last year. Still to come, we'll learn more about why Illinois colleges have to reform developmental education. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Thousands of Illinois community college students spend their time and money on classes that don't earn them any credit. They're developmental education classes. The state passed a law to reform developmental ed back in 2021. Peter Medlin checks in on what the reforms look like so far.
Your outline will help you with that a lot.
Kishwaukee College English instructor Carl Furst is finishing up a quick lesson. There are only 8 students in the class, so he spends most of the time roaming around the room, helping them individually with their essays. This is a developmental English class. These students didn't place into the college-level course because of their high school GPA or test scores, and before the Developmental Education Reform Act, many of them would pay for a full semester class earning 0 credit to work their way into a college-level course. Judson Curry is the dean in the Office of Instruction at Kishwaukee.
Even if they persevere through those classes, you know, that's added time and expense, and so you lose students along the way.
But how big of a problem is it? Well, in Illinois, just 1 in 5 community college students placed in developmental classes end up graduating. And even though the number is going down, a lot of Illinois students are still placed in developmental classes. For years, 40% of high school grads entering community colleges took at least 1 remedial class. That fell to 27% last year because colleges were forced to reform both how students are placed into classes and the classes themselves. That's why Mr. First's class at Kishwaukee is a co-requisite course. That means they're placed into the regular credit-bearing English 101 class like any other student, but they also get extra layers of support. At Kish, developmental students stay an hour after the regular class to get additional help, which is what's happening right now.
And then I'm going to give you some practice with it right away.
This is pretty new for a lot of community colleges across the state. Kishwaukee's offered a few co-requisite English classes, but this fall they have significantly scaled it up for English and math. And to do that effectively, the school worked with the Partnership for College Completion. They're a nonprofit focused on equity in higher education, and they also provide resources for colleges expanding co-requisite offerings. Lisa Castillo-Richmond is the executive director. The Partnership for College Completion is working with over 20 colleges in Illinois. And even though it's still early in the reform process, some of the progress is clear.
59% of students in co-requisite courses passed a math gateway course in their first year, compared to 15% for the next model of reform and 13% in the traditional developmental education model.
That's according to a report the Illinois Community College Board released earlier this year, and course completion percentages went up substantially for English classes, too. National data also points to more student success with this model. And Castillo-Richmond says it's also important to disaggregate the data by race. The data in the report shows that in 2021-22, 8% of Black students passed the traditional developmental math course in their first year. In co-requisite classes, it went up to 50%. And with Hispanic students, it went from 13% to 59%. And there were similar jumps for English. But she stresses that there's still a long way to go. Almost all Illinois community colleges still use traditional developmental classes at least a little bit. There's also the issue of how students are placed into developmental classes. Before the Reform Act, colleges would most often rely on ACT scores or placement exams to decide if a student needed remedial courses. Now, they're supposed to be using multiple measures, including those test scores, high school GPA, transitional courses, and more. But Castillo-Richmond says there's still a lot of variance on how placement works depending on the college.
Maybe 1/3 of them have adopted multiple measures as mandated by the DERA legislation.
Back at Kishwaukee, First says it's still too early to say if co-requisite courses will lead to more success for his students, but he's optimistic, especially because of the one-on-one support he can offer.
Unlike before, they're around students who are college ready, and they see their behaviors and their approaches, and I can see the developmental students modeling those things, which is great.
And he says that attendance has been noticeably higher than in the traditional developmental classes, but only time will tell if the extra support will actually help propel them to success. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be patchy frost this morning, but otherwise sunny with a high of 63 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, Madison Holcomb, Reginald Hardwick, and Peter Medlin. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.